Today, I listen to that small voice that helps avoid temptation, that helps avoid bad things happening. It's as if there's that good angel and bad angel, you could say. Or you could say the voice of God that helps guide, or you could even just say the voice of reason or morality that most of us have been programmed with. Today, the miracle is that I listened to it right when I need it, and I recognized what happened right away. Because most of my life, after being a kid, I used to listen to things like I probably shouldn't do that. I used to go about that a lot as a kid, but then as an adult, I started trusting my own judgment. And I stopped listening to that little voice of reason that said, you know, maybe you shouldn't be going 20 over the speed limit right here. Or maybe you shouldn't be trying to order this product right now. I got to listening so much to my constant thinking that there wasn't enough silence to hear that little voice of reason that comes up. And today is really cool that I actually heard it and recognized what happened. Because for then, a lot of my life, when I did listen to that, I didn't realize what was going on. So I didn't realize when I stopped doing it either. I remember lots of times as a little kid and as a teenager knowing I shouldn't do things and respecting that. Listening to that little voice that said, you know, maybe you shouldn't cheat on this test, or maybe you shouldn't call someone else to work with on this project, you know, to cheat on the test or whatever. I remember consistently listening to that. And at some point in college, I stopped listening to that. I went ahead and cheated on the test, even though that voice was saying, now, you probably shouldn't, you know, write all the answers down and take that into the test. I'd say, ah, screw it. I want to get an A in this class. I got a C on the last test, and I'm taking this little answer sheet in because I know I'll get away with it because I saw someone else doing it or whatever excuse I used at the time. And to me, it's not what makes you a bad person is ignoring that voice or anything. Because you just do your best each day. And if you've never ignored that voice, how do you know what you're liable to get into? It's like being a parent. You have to let your child fail and screw things up so they understand how to live. And so they know for themselves. Like my daughter, if I try and force her how to do everything, you know, show her how to eat, and I try and do everything for her, she doesn't learn how to do anything on her own. And lots of the best ways we learn are making mistakes, are ignoring that little voice that makes us feel like we know exactly what to do, and yet that's not any fun. If I was big into having fun, and I thought it was fun for a lot of my adult life to ignore that voice and see what happened. I'm going to drive 40 over the speed limit right now because I'm a cop, and if I get pulled over, I'll get away with it. And most of the time, that's what happened. And yet, then I still had those bad habits when I wasn't a cop, and I didn't get away with it when I wasn't a cop. And I had a lot of other bad things happen in my life because I started ignoring that little voice of reason. So I'm guessing by the time you're here, you've had enough time and experience of hearing that little voice of reason throughout your life. And I don't know whether you are listening to it already and you're living a life where everything is pretty much in good working order. Like my life is in pretty good working order right now. The temptations I have are small, gratefully, most of the time. So I'll share with you an exact thing that happened to me a little bit earlier today that I hope highlights what I've set up in a theoretical part of this. So I was looking on Facebook. I teach a course on Facebook ads, so it's important for me to use Facebook as a user also, when many of the times I could do without using Facebook as a user. I need to see how things are happening on Facebook so I can continue to teach the course. So I was looking at one of the ads today, and it was something about find out everything about someone, a background search kind of ad, and I clicked on it, and right there, before I clicked on it, I had this little voice right there. This isn't a good ad to click on. Just not something like coercive, not something mean, something small with absolute certainty. guaranteed this is not something good to click on. And I thankfully have started paying attention to that most of the time now. For a lot of my adult life, I just clicked on things all the time like that. I'd see some story about hate or violence or sex, and I'd go look at it. I gotta find out what's the newest gossip. And I really ran around like a zombie, just whatever came in front of me, interacting with it without thinking about whether this is a good thing for me to do or not. So I clicked on it, and I started searching for myself, and thankfully it didn't say there was a whole lot there, and yet it then went to charge me to get the full report. So it didn't promise me a whole lot to start with, and then it wanted to charge me for the whole report. So I went to go get my credit card. I said, sure, because from a rational point of view, I spent so much time doing it already, I wanted to get to see the report on myself because I want to see everything that it has about me online and in case I missed anything. And to show it in that person's face who keeps thinking I have some great criminal record, I'm grateful I don't. I wanted to get a hold of it. And so I was walking out into the living room to get my credit card. And right in the middle of the living room, I call it a little small voice, a little gentle reminder. This isn't a good idea. And I stopped walking. I stopped in my tracks because the first time I ignored it. And then I started feeling that temptation, that blindly going forward. And then when I heard it, oh. And then I looked around as if someone had spoken to me. You're sure this isn't a good idea? And then the right silence, I wait after that, and then absolutely. Like, whoa. All right, I don't want to do anything today that's not a good idea because I've done so many damn things that aren't a good idea. I don't want any more. I don't want any more things that are not a good idea for me. So I still was stopped and looking around. I said, okay, excellent. Thanks for letting me know about that. I turned around, went back, and then I got a brief moment when I was walking back down the hall, the rabbit hole that I was on the way of going down. Because, see, the problem wasn't with looking up my own stuff. The problem was you got a month of unlimited membership to look up everyone else, and I got a brief second of seeing that rabbit hole I was going to go down if I signed up for it. The rabbit hole, let me look up all my friends and family's background. And that is where the problem was going to happen. With getting too much information that I didn't need to know about my friends and family, their histories and the things they've done. My wife gratefully shared with me, she looked me up before we dated. And I said, good, that's smart. And she said she wished she'd done that on the guys before me. So I am grateful that I had the chance. And then once I walked in back in here, I said, wow, that was cool. That just happened. And all of that I'm aware of that, like, wow. And that's not like something that it necessarily would have been a huge mess or disaster. It's a little thing. A little thing where I avoided, I don't know how much suffering, but I avoided pain and frustration right there. I would guess a significant amount, but relative to what I've been through before, probably not a whole lot. But I see a miracle as every little opportunity to avoid something like that. Every chance you look down and notice there's a pile of something before you go to step in it. So I've shared this with you today with the hope that this reaffirms and helps me to do my own practice of being aware of listening to that little voice that helps me avoid temptation in whatever language I like to think of it. I kind of like to think of it that God offers me these little tips throughout the day to help keep me on track. And God also gives me the freedom to do whatever I want. It's kind of like the Microsoft Word tooltips that come up. I see you're writing this kind of letter. Would you like some help? And today, I pray to say yes to those little helpful tips I get throughout the day. because my life is so much easier and better. And when my life is easier and better, it's much easier to pass that on to everyone else too. I pray today to be grateful for the awareness I have, not just of that little voice, but to also see the whole process happening so then I can share it and explain it here. I pray that you have the same opportunities today to notice those little reminders in your life, those little things, those little choices that can help you avoid huge detours, that can help you avoid all kinds of frustration just by making a little bit of listening to that voice of reason that you've got already. Thank you for watching this or listening or reading it today, and I hope you have a great day.